When I was in Los Angeles last month, I had the good fortune of spending some time with Maravis Prabhu. His health was in critical condition, but his spirit was extremely high. He knew that he did not have much time on this planet, and to me, it seemed that he was joyfully looking forward to his next destination. I remember the first time I saw him in Vrindavan in 1977. Sasrup Maharaj brought him to Srila Prabhupada. He recently had given up his sannyas and left ISKCON. I think it was Gaurasundara Prabhu who brought him to Vrindavan to meet Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was so affectionate to him and told him, quote, "You got married? So what?" End of quote. Then Prabhupada pointed to Abhiram Prabhu and Gaurasundara Prabhu, who were also sitting close by, and said, quote, "They are married and they are happily situated in ISKCON. They did not have to leave ISKCON because they got married." End of quote. Then Srila Prabhupada told him, quote, "No matter whatever happens, never leave ISKCON." Yeah. Maravis Prabhu took that instruction of Srila Prabhupada to heart. From one of the most prominent leaders of ISKCON at that time, a sannyasi in GBC, a very successful zone, he took the humble position and remained in ISKCON, serving Srila Prabhupada with total dedication to his lotus feet. However, his passion for leading kirtan, organizing dramas, and inspiring devotees did not diminish to a slightest extent. Srila Prabhupada called him Kirtan Smarat, the monarch of kirtans. Haribo! That title given by his divine grace clearly indicates what a glorious position he must have obtained in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. All glories to our very dear God brother Maravis Prabhu, your servant, Pati Tiru Maharaj, the Ki Jai.